A reading from Romans, the 16th chapter, verses 17 through 21. I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrines that you have been taught. Avoid them. For such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites, and by smooth talk and flattery they deceive the heart of the naive. For your obedience is known to all, so that I rejoice over you. But I want you to be wise as to what is good and innocent and what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Timothy, my fellow worker, greets you. So do Lucius and Jason and Sosipater, my kinsmen. I, Tertius, who wrote this letter, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, who is host to me and the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the city treasurer, and our brother Quartus greet you. Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages but now has been disclosed and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations according to the command of the eternal God to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Paul W. Hoffman, St. James Lutheran Church, Cleveland, Ohio.
Dear Christian friends, so here we are now at the end of the book of Romans. And what a magnificent book it is. We can understand real well why the early church placed in the canon as the first and foremost book of Paul's letters, because Paul speaks so much here about the basic doctrines of our Christian faith. No wonder Martin Luther himself was greatly inspired by this book. In fact, some scholars have compared it to a great symphony with the basic themes we need to hear. So, if the book of Romans is a symphony, then we'd expect the ending, Romans 16, to be the high climax. That Paul would write here a great crescendo and end it very purposely, like in a symphony, like da-da-da-da. Well, let's see how Paul ends his book. Paul says in verse 17, I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to doctrine you've been taught. That's an interesting ending. Why end it this way? Well, Paul might have written a great symphony in Romans, but as he says here, it doesn't mean a thing if you don't hold true to it. We can listen to the words of Romans and say, wow, what words! But false teachers can turn Christians away. After all, God's word is so contrary to our natural worldly views. Book of Romans says people are ungodly. People today like to think they're pretty good. Romans says God is righteous, hates sin. People like to think God accepts me just as I am. Romans says also we are justified by the cross, by God's grace. And a lot of people think they don't need to be justified. All that God inspired in the book of Romans goes so much against our human nature. So Paul warns us and the Romans, we need God's power and the Holy Spirit to hold on to these truths which speak so beautifully and trust in the Lord Jesus as our Savior, and we need to do it. We can't just admire these words like a symphony, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, we have to retain them in faith and hold on to them, even though the world doesn't believe this. So Paul does have a crescendo here. Keep away from false teachers. Remain in God's word and show obedience. Don't just admire them, but live them. And speaking of crescendos, here comes the last section of Romans 16, stating at the verse 25, now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel, the end's finally at verse 27, to the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen. Here's Paul's final reminder of the Romans. How you remain in that truth expressed there. God is the one who strengthens you. He is the one who makes it all powerful. Only with God's strength do we trust that God justifies us sinners in Christ. Only through God's gospel can we believe. Only with God's power do we live out these words and share them with the people around us. So give glory to God who sent his Son to justify us as his people. So Paul ends it here by saying, don't admire it. Don't say, nice symphony. We need to ask God to empower us by his word, that we remain in faith and remain in obedience and give glory to him. So may God bless us all together, that we give glory to God who keeps us in the faith, and that we truly live out this symphony. And that's the end. Da, 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 da. Amen.
We thank Dr. Paul W. Hoffman for today's meditation on God's Word.